Hello, friends. I'm Suzanne Collins, the author of The Hunger Games. I'm going to read you from Chapter 11, where the games begin. Chapter 11. 60 seconds. That's how long we're required to stand on our metal circles before the sound of a gong releases us. Step off before the minute is up, and landmines blow your legs off. 60 seconds to take in the ring of tributes, all equidistant from the cornucopia. A giant golden horn shaped like a cone with a curved tail, the mouth of which is at least 20 feet high, spilling over with the things that will give us life here in the arena. Food, containers of water, weapons, medicine, garments, fire starters. Strewn around the cornucopia are other supplies, their value decreasing the farther they are from the horn. For instance, only a few steps from my feet lays a 3-foot square of plastic. Certainly it could be of some use in a downpour. But there in the mouth, I can see a tent pack that would protect from almost any sort of weather. If I had the guts to go in and fight for it against the other 23 tributes, which I have been instructed not to do. We're on a flat, open stretch of ground, a plain of hard-packed dirt. Behind the tributes across from me, I can see nothing, indicating either a steep downward slope or even a cliff. To my right lies a lake. To my left and back, a sparse, piney woods. This is where Haymitch would want me to go. Immediately. I hear his instructions in my head. Just clear out. Put as much distance as you can between yourself and the others, and find a source of water. But it's tempting, so tempting, when I see the bounty waiting there before me. And I know if I don't get it, someone else will. That the career tributes that survived the bloodbath will divide up most of these life-sustaining spoils. Something catches my eye. There, resting on a mound of blanket rolls, is a silver sheath of arrows and a bow, already strung, just waiting to be engaged. That's mine, I think. It's meant for me. I'm fast. I can sprint faster than any of the girls in our school, although a couple can beat me in distance races. But this 40-yard length, this is what I am built for. I know I can get it. I know I can reach it first. But then the question is, how quickly can I get out of there? By the time I've scrambled up the packs and grabbed the weapons, others will have reached the horn, and one or two I might be able to pick off, but say there's a dozen. At that close range, they could take me down with the spears and the clubs, or their own powerful fist. Still, I won't be the only target. I'm betting many of the other tributes would pass up a smaller girl, even one who scored an 11 in training, to take out their more fierce adversaries. Haymitch has never seen me run. Maybe if he had, he'd tell me to go for it. Get the weapon, since that's the very weapon that might be my salvation. And I only see one bow in that whole pile. I know the minute must be almost up, and I'll have to decide what my strategy'll be, and I find myself positioning my feet to run, not away into the surrounding forest, but towards the pile, towards the bow. When suddenly I notice Peeta. He's about 5 tributes to my right, quite a fair distance. Still, I can tell he's looking at me, and I think he might be shaking his head. But the sun's in my eyes, and while I'm puzzling over it, the gong rings out. And I missed it. I missed my chance. Because those extra couple of seconds I've lost by not being ready are enough to change my mind about going in. My feet shuffle for a moment, confused at the direction my brain wants to take, and then I lunge forward, scoop up the sheet of plastic and a loaf of bread. Oh, the pickings are so small, and I'm so angry with Peeta for distracting me that I sprint in 20 yards to retrieve a bright orange backpack that could hold anything, because I can't stand leaving with virtually nothing. A boy, I think from District 9, reaches the pack at the same time I do, and for a brief time we grapple for it. And then he coughs, splattering my face with blood. I stagger back, repulsed and confused by the warm, sticky spray. Then the boy slips to the ground. That's when I see the knife in his back. Already other tributes have reached the cornucopia and are spreading out to attack. Yeah, the girl from District 2, 10 yards away, running towards me, one hand clutching a half dozen knives. I've seen her throw in training. She never misses. And I'm her next target. All the general fear I've been feeling condenses into an immediate fear of this girl, this predator who might kill me in seconds. Adrenaline shoots through me and I sling the pack over one shoulder and run full speed for the woods. I can hear the blade whistling towards me and reflexively hike up the pack to protect my head. The blade lodges in the pack. Both straps on my shoulders now, I make for the trees. Somehow I know the girl will not pursue me, that she'll be drawn back into the cornucopia before all the good stuff is gone. A grin crosses my face and I think, thanks for the knife.